of Mem Dalad Amar Aleph. Here we just finished the Mishnah. Now we're up to the Gemara. Here the top of the Mishnah was again V'noichel Amanchil, that a Ben Yermecha could be Yarshin and could give over the Yerusha. V'yehorga Chayev, whoever kills a Ben Yermecha, that's also Chayev Misa. V'reyu li'aviv li'imai, v'chol k'rovav k'chosin shalom. He's to his father and to his mother like a regular chosin. We'll see in the Gemara means that when he dies, there's a Chayev Avelis, that the parents have to sit Shiva, even though the kid is only a Ben Yermecha. The other Gemara says, Minoy and Emili, how do we know this from? That the first halacha was that Tinoika is Basi Yemechud Metama Benido, that a girl even one day old has a Tumas Nida if she sees Dam. The Tanur Rabbanan learned like this. The Postik says, Isha. Say Liyeli Isha. Maybe on an Isha that's 12 years old. Basi Yemechud Lenida Minan. How do we know even a girl 1 year old if she sees Dam she has Tumas Nida? Talmud Lema, the Postik says, Va Isha. Mashma Rashi says, V'isha ki yizava, v'aykru abnidu mishtoi. Mashma, any type of an isha, even an isha, bas yemechot. Then the Mishnah says, bas yud yom, when she's 10 days old, the ziva, it's possible to have a tumah ziva. That the 7 days of nidus went by, and then the first 3 days of yud aleph yomim, she saw dam, all 3 days, so she has tumah ziva. Minoy and Emilia, how do we know this? Turn around, learn like this. The apostle says, isha. Maybe only an isha means a gedolah. Then she has tumas zava. How do we know a girl 10 days old could also have a tumas zava? Talmudim again. The pasuk says veisha the vav is marba. Even an isha, even a bas yud yomim has tumas zava. Here now the Mishnah says tinik ben yomechod also has tumas ziva. Minoan emili. How do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan. Postik says, Ish Ish. Ma Talmud Loim Ish Ish. What does it say a double lotion for Ish Ish? Is Larabois Ben Yoimechod Shimatama Beziva. That even though he's only 1 day old, he could start having his Tumaziva. Means if he says he's twice that day, he'll have Tumaziva. Dibi Reb Yudah. These are the words of Reb Yudah. That even though less than Ben Tes does not have Tumas Keri, but I call upon him Tumas Ziva, that he could have, even 1 day old, he could have Tumaziva. Dibi Reb Yudah, Reb Yishmael Benoi, Shereb Yechnem Abruko Aymer, he says like this, Enet Sarach, I do not need this limud from Ish Ish, but the rather Harei Aymer, the Pasuk says, V'hazave Zoivoi, Lazocha B'la Nikeva, so we dash in, Lazocha means Kolshu, no matter what type of a Zohar it is, Ben Godel Ben Kotten, whether he's Bar Mitzvah, whether he's under the Mitzvah, even 1 day old, he could have Tumas Ziva. Lenikeva, the Pasuk says, Vidarshin Kolshi, Ben Gedola Ben Katana. Whether she's a Gedola, whether she's a Katana, even 10 days old, she could have Tumas Zava. Him came, if so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, then Matam Loim Ish Ish, what's the extra Loshin, double Loshin Ish? So when it's according to Rabbi Shmuel, you have to say, Dibraturk Loshin Bnei Yodim. People speak like Loshin Bnei Yodim, they talk normal. Then the Mishnah says, Umetama Ben Goyim. A kid 1 day old has tumas negoyim. The pasuk says odem kia biyor b'saroi. So dashin odem means kol shu. Any type of an odem, even though he's only 1 day old, if he has a neg, he'll have tumas negoyim. Then the Mishnah says umetame b'tomimais. The chesiv says in the pasuk v'yal hanafoshois asher hoyu shom means nefesh kol do any type of a nefesh, even though the kid was only 1 day old when he died, still the tumas meis if you touch him. Then the Mishnah says, "V'zoikik liyibum," that he caused it to be mitzvahs yibum. In other words, if the brother dies and the leftover brother, even though the brother is only 1 day old, the wife will have a mitzvah zikul liyibum. The pasuk says, "Ki yeshu achim yachdun," two brothers sat together. Achim means shohoyilem yeshiva achas beilam. He had one living together as long as they lived together before the brother died. If he had a brother, even though he's only 1 day old, it would be make a mitzvah yibum. Then it says, Upoitum in a Yibum. Why? The Pasuk says, Ubein Ein Loi. There is that that we say the Mrs. Yibum only, if when the husband dies, there's no children. But let's say they have a child even 1 day old, they're partners from Yibum. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ubein Ein Loi, they have no children on Rachmana. Vuisla, he has a ben, even though it's only 1 day old, that's considered a ben, therefore there's no Mitzvah Yibum. Then the Mishnah says, Umaycha Betruma, kid 1 day old is Maycha Betruma, meaning to say if she was a bas, Yisrael was married to a Kohen, and then the husband dies, the Kohen dies, so she has a child from him, she can eat Truma. The Pasuk says, Kori Bey Iyachilu Balachmoy. As long as they could eat, as long as they're a day old, so they could cause the mother to be able to eat a truma. Because no matter how young they are, still is called Yachilu Balachmoy, they'll cause the mother to be able to eat truma because of them. Then the Mishnah says, Upoisel es truma. This is the case of a Bas Koyin that got married to Yisrael. So calls the man, she's married, she can't eat truma. And then when the husband dies, if she has a child also, she cannot eat truma. Because the Pasuk says, Vizera ain lo. She only could eat truma with this Bas Koyin if she hasn't, she did not have a child from her husband. Omer Achimono. Vizlo, and here she has a child, therefore the mother is possible for eating truma. So Morris says, my ear is there. What do you have to say? Because he has a child. Even if the mother is only pregnant, also should be osetit truma. Again, if a bas kohen that got married to Yisrael and then the Yisrael dies, so she's pregnant, also she would not be able to eat. Should not be able to eat truma. The apostle says, kinureh, like she has to go back to her father's house only when she's the same way she was when she was in Nara. Prat lumuberes, that if she's pregnant, then she does not go back to her father's house, meaning she cannot eat truma. So what do you have to say? Because she gave birth, even if she didn't give birth, just to be pregnant also for the same halacha. Verses 3, no, you need both chedushim here. Tikos rachamone v'zeh, just written. V'zeh rein lo, mishom dimikoro, chad gufom. For it says she has no child. Do you know why over there? That if she would have children, she cannot eat truma. Because the Mikora Chad Guf, before it's only one body, just her. Vashta Trey Guf, and now that she has a child, is two. That's not called Bishoba. She did not return back to her father's house. Therefore, she cannot eat Truma. Avalocha, but over here, which is only pregnant. Timikora Chad Guf, Vashta Chad Guf, before it was one, and now it's only one. A Matecho, maybe she could eat a Truma. Kosa Rachamona Benurea. The Pasuk says Benurea, she has to return the same way she was, Benurea. Now, because Rachamono, Kinureo, Mishum de Mikoro, Gufa Sorek, before, it was like an empty body. Fahash to Gufa Molly, now that she's pregnant, she's full. So it's a Shinu in the body itself. Havlocha, but over here, Mikoro Gufa Sorek, before, she was like empty. And Fahash to Gufa Sorek, now also she's empty, because she already gave birth. Eimotechel, maybe now that her husband, the Yisrael, dies, even though she has a child, then she could still eat Truma. She could go back to her father's house. Therefore, we have to have both Sukkim to teach us that in both situations, whether the Bas Koyin is pregnant or whether the Bas Koyin has a child, in both cases, even though the husband, the Yisrael, dies, still she cannot eat Truma. Now the Gemara says, Kroi Itrit, true, he answered the steering of Sukkim. Elamas Nisim, but the Mishnah is so shver. Mayri Riben Yemechot, what does the Mishnah have to say if you have a child one day old? That she cannot eat truma, afilu ubanami, even if she's only pregnant, also she should not be able to eat truma. So Rosheshes answer like this. Rosheshes, we're talking about the koyin sheyesh lo shtei noshim, a koyin that has two wives, achas gerusha v'achas shen gerusha. One he gave a get to, or one had a get, and one did not have a get, and the one that has a get, it's also for the Kohen to live with her. Kohen that's allowed to live with the Grusha. But still he got married to her. V'yesh lo bonim mishen Grusha. V'yesh lo ben yoim echod min a Grusha. He had children from the first wife, that's not a Grusha. And he has now a ben yoim echod from this Grusha. So Loch was in such a case, the poiso be avdi oviv mil echol bitruma. That now since you have a kid one day old from this mother, so now the Avodim cannot eat Truma. As if she would not have a kid one day old. So in Hu Yashin, the Avodim of the father dies, the kids of the other wife, and they all can eat Truma, they're not Chalolim. So therefore the Avodim also eat Truma. But over here, since this Ben is a Chalol, because he was born from a Bias Issa, a Bias Issa Lakunam, so therefore we do not know which Chalik this Ben Yashin in the Avodim. Therefore all the Avodim cannot eat the Truma. But that's the Locha, the Chalol, owns an Eved, so just like the Chol himself cannot eat Truma, who then his Eved also cannot eat Truma. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, the Gemara says, Uli Afukim with Rabbi Yosi, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. The Yom that he holds, Ubanami Paisel, that not only if you have a child, even just pregnant, also apostles. Yes, Kamashman, that's Chiddush of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. That Ben Yoy Mechodin, Uberloi. Therefore, that is grusha. When do we say that the avodim are also ti truma? Only if the grusha gave birth. But if the grusha is only muberis, then we do not hold a Rav Yosi. We hold they do not yarsh and the avodim, and therefore the avodim belong to the other brothers, which are ksherim, and therefore they could eat a truma. Now the Mishnah says noichu, that a kid 1 year old, 1 day old, could yarshin if his father dies. Umanchu means after he yarshin, he gives it over back to his other brothers. The other brothers yarshin from him. His question is noichu miman, who does he yarshin from? Meyoviv, if his father dies, he yarshin, he gets a chilek in the Yerusha of his father. Umanchu, then when he dies, if his son dies now, who does he give Yerusha back to? Laman liyachiv, to the brothers. If so, meyoviv, liachiv meyoviv, to his brothers from the same father. If so, what do we have this halacha? How to have this halacha that Omanchil, he gives his chelik back to the brothers? What's nafkamino? The ma'isa, these are the brothers from the same father. So even when this son, whether he does get Yerusha or not, when he dies, doesn't make a nafkamino. The brothers now will take it over from the father. So what's the difference to stay now? This new halacha of Noichel and Omanchil, that the son has a chelik to give back the Yerusha to the brothers. The brothers will get it anyway, even if he doesn't have the credit to give it back. So Marin says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Noichel b'nichseyim, means it like this, he yashins his mother's nechosim. Let's say his mother dies right now, and so the locker is the son yashins her, and he's the only son from his from the mother. If so, he yashins his mother. And then let's say now the son dies, lahan chil yochiv minav, he'll give over the Yerusha now to his other brothers from the same father. Like this, if this son would have yashin his mother when his mother dies, and the chosim go back to her mishpacha. But if the mother has a son, so it goes down to her son. And now that the son dies, he gives it over to his brothers from the same father. They take over his Yerusha. Even though they're not brothers from the same mother, as long as they're brothers from the same father, that's what Yerusha is telling him. In other words, says, Vadan, the Chiddush and the Mishnah is Vadavka ben Yemech. He has to be at least 1 day old. Aval Uber, let's say he's only a fetus, he's not born yet, an Uber, Loi, then he has no Kayach of Yerusha and Kayach of Tuvimanchal. My time, what's the reason? The Yahu Mayis Beresha. I tell you, it's focused. If he's only an Uber, then the Pshat is when the mother dies, so then the baby dies first, the baby would die before the mother dies. Therefore, the son cannot Yashin his mother. Rashi says, Aval Uber, Shebemeyeho. It may some uberus if she dies when she's pregnant and then the son is born and they take the baby out. Is Zayna Noichel Hanchel as Kareiv of Minav? He does not do it. What's the reason why? Because we say for sure the baby died first. And therefore the klal is, Vayna Ha Ben Yerushes Imoi